These people know that they're connected to the global church. They know that they're a part of something, and they look so forward to that day of freedom.
North Korean believers looking forward with confident hope to a day of freedom. Hi there, I'm Andy Napier, and this is Footsteps from TWR. TWR's Sean Boyd joins us. And Sean, when we receive listener stories from North Korea, these isolated believers tell us that our signal from Guam reminds them that they are not alone.
I don't even know if I would call them stories. They're more like listener responses to people whose heart has been changed. A listener writes, "We are assisted and guided by the message of the gospel since we cannot gather together in one place for worship." And another referencing that connection, which you brought up, Andy, the connection to other believers. "The churches here are awakening and being empowered to live as children of God. All thanks to TWR. Without your work, we would not be prepared to meet the day of freedom coming in the future." And that, to me, is one of the more compelling statements that I've ever read. The hope that shines through there. These people know that they're connected to the global church, and they look so forward to that day of freedom, that eternal life together as the church. And that's a statement from Revelation. That was one of the reasons I went into missions, that people from every tribe and tongue would be present in the kingdom of God. And it's the heartbeat of people who have found Jesus through these difficult challenges that remind us that it is happening every day. God is calling the nations to himself.
Through TWR from Guam, Jesus assures his disciples in North Korea that he is with them always, even to the end of the age. Matthew 28:20. To learn more about TWR's outreach from Guam, go to twr.org/footsteps.
Footsteps is a production of TWR.